Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Daf Lamed Ches. We're on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, really towards maybe the middle. Where, again, just to deal with the dinim that we had thus far, and the dinim that we have, of course we had the Machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's get this clear again. By everybody. There are two types of chatos that we have here in the Mishnah Torah that talked about, the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There are two types of chatos, the chatos hapnimi and the chatos hachitzayna. Chatos hapnimius, everybody agrees that the hazos that we make for the kronos are ma'akiv. A person misses one karen, one hazah, and the mizbeach hapnimi, he's not yaitza. It's not like that by the Mizbeach Achitzin. Mizbeach Achitzin, the Katkhila, he needs four Hazals. Even though it doesn't say the words, Tfilas Etzba by Chatos Achitzinis, like it does by the Chatos Apanimius, but he does it with the Etzba anyway. This is, of course, totally in the words we had before, Daf Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Even though he's doing it with the Etzba, but it doesn't say Tfilas Etzba, that's why the whole Shaila of Tfilas Etzba, for pressing to be mefagel by the Tfilas Etzba, by the Pnimius. It's not a Shaila by the Pachatos Achitzaidius. Remember, like we stressed then. But when it comes to the Chatos Achitzaidius, we have a Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, even though all four are not Ma'akiv, how many are Ma'akiv? According to Beis Hillel, one is Ma'akiv. According to Beis Shammai, two are Ma'akiv. And the same way we have this, din, at least by Chatos, the same thing is going to apply by other Korbanos. You have an Ayla, an Asham, a Shlomim, even though there's a din of Shtayim Shein Arba, but if a person went and he was Mazer, was only by a Chatos, but if a person went and he was Zayrik once, By the other Kabbalists, he's able to be Yitzhak. The Mara learns it out from the Pusik. Dama mes dama yishafich. Because it says, Ribalbit says, mes dama mes dams vachecha yishafich. Dams vachecha yishafich. One shmicha itself is enough. And that's the machlekes, that's the din that we had. One shmicha is enough. A shlomim, he does it once, shmicha is good enough. He does it by an oila, once shmicha is enough. Does make a difference, whether or not the lekatchila dikedin is time shein arba. The Gemara then says, but there's other things that we learn out from dams vachecha yishavech also. We can learn it from the din of shmicha shirayim. Maybe unless we have another pasuk, like the Gemara brings me out from shmicha shmir shirayim. What is the din of Shmicha Shirayim? Rashi learns that the din of Shmicha Shirayim is that if there's dam left over in the kais, in the Mizrak, the din is, it's a din of Shmicha Shirayim, you throw it onto the Yisoid of the Mizbech. If there is none left over, then there is no din of Shmicha Shirayim. That's one thing Rashi told us. Another thing Rashi told us is, that this din of Shmicha Shirayim applies by all Karbonis. And then we had really as a Machlekes, like the Raivid brings in his Perish and Tumid, that there are those who hold by the Raivid and his Perish and Tumid, tells us there are those who hold that it does not apply by Bechor, Baisar, or Pesach. We even mentioned the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. We even mentioned the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim that even though the Gemara says it refers to all Korbanos here, but it might only apply by Chatos, he learns it from Shad in the Gemara. According to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, it will only apply by Chatos. And the Raivin holds maybe it will apply by other things as well, but not by Bechor, Maaser, or Pesach. And of course, like we also brought the Machlekes between the Rabbeinu Moshe Miputnisa, and there are many Yankin, they are Leidish, and Taisvis and Daphnun Gimel, where we have a Machlekes whether or not There's a mitzvah to leave over shirayim, or is it only the bakud where there is shirayim that are left? Rashi holds it only if there's shirayim that are left, then there's a din of shvicha shirayim. But there is no din to leave over bedafka the shirayim. The Gemara is dealing over here, if you use the pasuk, times of whether the possibilities of learning daps vachecha yishofech, of using it maybe for other things as well. Remember we have the machlokes over here? Also, whether or not a carbon that the mitzvah is shvicha, namely carbon pesach, as opposed to the where the mitzvah is zrika, namely the other carbonis. And if you do shvicha b'makom where zrika, or you did zrika b'makom where you have shvicha, but that's the machlokes. Rabbi Akiva holds that they are not interchangeable. According to Rabbi Yishmael, one is. Any carbon that there's a mitzvah of zrika, you can do shvicha. The difference between shvicha and zrika is, do you do it samuch to the mizbeach, or do you do it far away from the mizbeach, where it's going to require kayach and throwing the dam, as opposed to just putting the dam there? And the Gemara holds a very difficult thing, that the bracha that you make by a carbon is going to be taller, and that machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, even though there are numerous other differences between one carbon and the other. But the Gemara held that it's going to be taller in the bracha. He wanted to know, Maslal by the bracha, why does each carbon need? See, from this Gemara, when you make the bracha by a carbon, you don't just say, when you eat it. You have to say lecha l'sachatos, lecha l'sa'oshom, lecha l'sa'pesach, lecha l'sa'sebach. And therefore, then we want to know why it is like that. Why is like that? Beprat, you know, the Rambam holds, when there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kachim in the beginning of Maisar Karbonis, says a mitzvah, one general mitzvah, to go ahead and eat Maisar Kachim Kachim. I mean, you have to go ahead and specify the carbon. Hey, well, why do you have to go and specify? Here we see that you do specify the carbon. The only reason maybe not is only because you could have the din of shvicha, which will be mitzi you and the zebach also. And that's the only reason. If it wouldn't be for that, for example, according to Rabbi Akiva, each one requires its own bracha. The berachas hazebach does not part of the pesach, and the pesach does not part of the zebach. Agav, there's a Rambam, Shver Rambam. Because the Rambam over here, the mix, they interchanges it. Why it is like that? The red sheet of the Rambam does not come out like the Gemara. We have a problem over here also.
Well, I missed that last one, Rabbi. Interchanges what? What does the Rambam interchange?
The Rambam seemed to be mixing the sheetas that we have over here as far as the process are concerned. And how he learns the Dinim of Shvicha. It's in the Rambam, whether
the mitzvah shvicha
or this.
Yeah, or whether the mitzvah by Pesach is shvicha or shvicha.
The Gemara, how the Rambam learns with the process. Okay. And how it learns with shvicha and shvicha, shvicha and shvicha, shvicha and shvicha.
Okay, from Chametz Matzah to here. Okay, yes.
Yes, and I get you that, yeah. So here the Gemara that says, here the Gemara, we're really in. Well, I'm tied up in page where the Gemara then says, Rabbi Yishmael, Tumuke Kulei Kra. Rabbi Yishmael learns the Pusik. Where we have the Pusik, we have the Machlaikas by a Bchar. Pardon me? Yeah, it's over there. One second. Here the Gemara breaks the Machlaikas. The Brisa, Rabbi Yishmael Aymer. The Gemara and Muhammad Allah brought Rabbi Yishmael Aymer. B'tel she'nevar, the Pusik. Ach b'char shar, ay b'char kesev, ay b'char eiz. Lamadu l'b'char, that it needs batten damim ve'murim v'gabe b'sveyach. Okay, Meiser, Pesach, B'nayin, how do you know that it goes to Meiser or Pesach? Tabut l'ayma, b'dabs v'checha yishafech. That's what he learns out. A different, an alternative drasha from Dabz Vachecha Yishafech. He's not learning it like we learned it up here right after the Mishnah. He doesn't use it for the Shvicha Shirayim. He learns it for Korbasar Pesach, for Maisar Pesach. Samalak Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the Sadi Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer. Here it says, Dumbum. Not a Dumbo, lo nemar ala Dumbo. Chelma lo nemar ala Chelbum. Limein, it teaches you on by Makar, Meiser, or Pesach, that it means Matan Dumbein, Murim, the Gabin Mizbeach. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael says, who's the one again that said that, Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yishmael, on the other hand, says, I cry, Matiklei Vahachi, Matiklei Vahachi. Treitanei Alimut, Rabbi Yishmael. Just according to Rabbi Yishmael, one holds that you learn this drasha out, the other ones you learn out the other drasha, and Mechulu. And then the Gemara had the kasha, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the whole pasuk is speaking about a b'char. B'char ma'aseh that we're talking about, a b'char, kesem, b'chareis, that we're learning of different types of behemoths, that we're learning b'char shar, b'char kesem, b'chareis. That we have Bishlema the Muki Law Kulikrab Abkar Hadin Exib Visaram Yi Allah to go what? To the Kotos to the Kayan. El Rab Yaisi, who says that it's speaking about Bakar Baisar Pesach, what is Bisaram Yi Allah? What's Lach? To the Kayan, the Kayan doesn't get that. So the Gemara it tells us this extra din that there's no difference between a Tab and a Balmum, even if it's born as a Balmum. The did is, the Kayan still gets it. Seif called Seif, it was a Petarecha. And as long as it's a Petarecha, he gets it. These are the dinim that we have. Where it says, El Rabbi Yishmael, the Muki like Kulei Kubabchar, Baiser on Pesach, Adlo Kremit to Murasa Minale, yeah, Baiser Gomar Avar Avar Mimchar, by Tmuras, when we talk about a Tmuras Pesach, Tmuras Baiser, that it's not brought. We learned out from the Gzera Shama Havar Havar Bimchar. Pesach Behed Yekosah Bein Kesem. Matam Adoy Ba'in Kesem. The Rabbi Tmuras HaPesach. Achar HaPesach. That tells us the din of a Tmura Pesach. After Pesach. Where it's Baisar Pesach. It becomes a Shlomim. Shetikar Shlomim. Yachal Av. I might have thought Av. Lifnei Pesach came. Let's say a person is Maber. What a Pesach before it became Pesach. Before it automatically became a shlomit, Talmud Gleimar is still loimit for a Pesach. Talmud Gleimar, who? Chol Hanach Tanoi, the Mavki, now, the Chol Hanach Tanoi, the Mavki Leilahai, Dams Vachecha Yishofech, Lidrosha Achrina. According to the multiple ways, the way we could learn, the deed of the Drosha that we have, of Dams Vachecha Yishofech, what happened to the original din that we were interested in? The drasha made a high call on itanim al mizbeach achitz and shenoslam avatod achash shekipar minolahu. If we learn now these other possibilities that we have of learning davs of achach shafech, how do you know this din that something that has one shvicha or the mizbeach achitz, whether it's a shlomim, whether it's an oila, whether it's an osham, whether knechatos, doesn't make any difference. How you know? According to, not according to Meishamai, but according to Meisil, at least by Chatos. Even according to Meishamai, how does he know by a Shlomim? Same thing. So we learned out, the Gemara learned it out, from Dabz Vachecha Yishofech, if you use the Drasha for other things, how do they know that then? So Amri Lokim Meisil, the Amri, Achata shenasta b'matarachas kiper, yalfinu kulu mechatas. He learns that everything that will be learned out from achatas as a binyanav, and you don't use it, tams v'checha yishafech, or that. Alright. According to Meishabai, b'achata shtei matanis, what is this telling you on this machlokes, Rabbi Meishabai, Meishilom, Rabbi Meishabai, Meishabai, because we have the pasuk says, I read the pasuk, Lokacha kayen bidam hachatos, bietzba'o, benosan al karnos, misbeach ha'oila, misbach ha'oila, bietzdabo yishvach el yisai, misbach ha'oila. What do we have? By tamid v'shavai, karnos, harekan shesh. We had three psukim times where it uses the word karnos, and which means six. Arba l'mitzvah, u'shtayim l'yakov. That's how they'll learn it out. Like we have, we're learning out. We have the different sukkim. But, yeah. Let's see the Rashi. Kardos, Kardos, Kardos. See that everybody have it? Sholosh Parshiyos Debro B'Chatos HaChitzonius. Remember, we're talking about Chatos HaChitzonius. Vayikra. Three Parshiyos. Achas, B'Sor, Nasi. Gimel, B'Chatos Yochid. Beis B'Chatos Yochid. Achas b'kispa v'achas b'sira. Right, one for you. Female sheep and a female goat. Well, you have the option to bring whatever one you want. Mashnayim said al karnos chaser. One that says chaser without the vav. Then v'hal achas mola is even. Says the vav. Beishaba yislu. And yeshayim. I mean, we have three sukkim where it says it. And the question is whether we darshan sometimes with the vav or without the vav. So Beis Hillel learns karnos. So Beis Hillel says what? Not Beis Shammai, I mean. Beis Shammai, karnos, karnos, karnos in the three places. Six. And therefore it tells you for l'mitzvah to lakim. Beis Hillel, karnos, karnos, karnos. There's one where it says with the vav, which is two. Karnas, karnas is four. Harekan, arba, where we learn out shalosh lemitzvah v'yachziyachav. Maybe, how do you know that you split it like that? The emakulu, maybe it's lemitzvah, and therefore what will happen? Maybe nothing is ma'akiv. How could that be? Kapar b'chdi v'yashkav. That already you can't have. Kapar b'chdi you can't have. That's impossible. He might say behind the time of the base, say, well, Ahadi Mikra, Ahadi Masiris. You can darshan the way you read it, or you can darshan the spelling. Ahadi Mikra, the Mikra is there, Litfuye Chada, to add an extra one. Ahadi Masiris, Libitsuri Chada, to detract one, to subtract one. But it says, for what? Not Libitsuri Chada. What will you mean? So the way Ken Rashi says, of course you don't have. Ahani kra demashma sheish. Vahani masoiris. Rashi says again. Demashma arba. Hilchach. Tveicha tafecha da masoiris. Therefore, what do? You add one to the masoiris. Ubatsechada mimikra. Vahavaluhu, and you subtract one from the mikra, which is six. Vahavaluhu chamesh, mitzah shashina biyachas, which is what? So yeah, there they're going in, Beishabai. The Abibai said, Gehainu taima, You're gonna add one. So you have what? Four. You have an extra one. You have four. Because you have karnos, karnas, karnas. So with the word itself, there are only three words. The mikra is going to add, besides the three words, you have an additional one. So it's a mitzvah, four. Bahani masoiris. And you have the masoiris, libitsuri chada. That you can, that you're going to subtract what? Libitsuri chada. What's with Tzuri Chada? What?
The Masiris would tell him six. So therefore, the Tzuri Chada, take only one. Since we don't know which one to do, Mitzrayim or Mikra,
we split it in half.
So we just at we.
In other words, we start off with Mitzrayim and Mikra.
The Mesaira. The Mesaira is Karnas. Karnas. Karnos. The Mesaira is four. According to the Mesaira, it would come out four. So he's using, but so he darshens it, the Mesaira. And the mikra.
You add another one to the mikra and get good. Then you get to
six.
I think we're just not sure which one to do. So we just go in and three. You die. Because either
you get we're going in Basil. We're going in Basil. Basil says one. Well, only one is ba'akiv, according to Basil. According to Basil, one. According to Meshabai, it's two. According to Meshabai, it's pretty straightforward. Now, what happens according to Beis Hillel?
You have four or six, right?
Sounds like you're acting with both. You have Mikra and you have the Sayyid, you have both. One is four, one is six.
You split it down
the middle. You go down the middle, you go five. So it comes out, but there's one extra besides the four. He's not ignoring the crop. He's going to find the Sayyid, but
Ahani mikra, what would you have to wind up doing? Litzvui yechada. You're coming to add one. Litzvui yechada. It's like it says an extra time. Okay? And if it said it an extra time, who can you wind up with?
Either one is added, you're always getting one away. If you have the mikra,
yeah,
then the masuris will add one. And if you have the masuris, then the mikra will subtract.
So if you have the mikra alone,
yeah,
six.
What will you have?
Six.
You'll have six. Let's
say. The masuris then subtract one.
The Mesiris
takes away.
So which one? So you'll come up with five.
In both ways, the other way. If you have the Mikra.
Yeah.
So and then if you have the Mesiris, then the Mikra will add one.
Yeah.
In both cases, it's the one that's changing, and that's the one that's making the difference.
And that's the
Mesiris. As he's saying, that's one, it's not awesome.
That one that is in question. Will be the one that's going to come out being ma'akiv.
Basil says either you have both.
The extra one, whatever it is, that's the one that will be critical here. Ahani mikra litzvui yechada, ahani maseris lebitzur yechada. So that one. That one will be the one that will be critical. What about other cases like this? We'll come right back to this. Elamayata, Latay Tafais. They're also Harekan Arba. Ahani Mikra, the same thing, Ahani Kra, Ahani Masiris. Kabisha, Bati, Ahani, so if we have the Mikra, which the mikra was really be six also, or the mikra is the title face, of course. Ahani krav, ahani masayris. Chabisha abati boi lebeban. Then it should come out that the title here comes right. Yafina mine rashi arba batim. We have four batim shebetzvillin. Yanan bikulhu, the title face by all of us. What do we say? Karina. Karina nabi ahani krav there also. So it should come out really six. If we go with the mikra, it comes out six. But about Savala, Harekan Arba, Ahani Krav, Ahani Masayas, Chabisha, Bati, Mother, Mebad, Savala, Kibrin, Gima, Diyama, Tatmikis, Vishnaya, Pasma, Frikishnayim. That's where the four come from. So if you're going to do Elamayatu, where it says again, Lotaita Fais, you're going to come out Harekan there on Harekan Arba comes out what there should, there are, we hold that there are four. Ahani Krav, Ahani Masiris.
Do that Cheshbon. Came out five over. The same way we came out five by the
same way when we came out five.
However we did.
Yeah, the same way, the way we come out five before.
Come out five by the four.
Comes up. If the Gemara is asking, going like this, Cheshbon, it's not going to come out. It's not going to come out that dark one. Yeah. To come out really, to come out five. You're using, but if you're using the, when you have the mikra, the Masiris, that you're going to be dealing with an extra one. There's going to be an extra one which is vaisif, or to subtract it. So you're going to have to deal with that extra one. If it's going to deal with the extra one, then it should come out the five, which is wrong.
Five parshas.
So if you're going to deal with that, the mikra and the masiris, it's going to come out. It'll come out that you have to have five walls. Same thing. You have to wind up having an extra. Like an extra bias by tefillin, you're going to have to wind up having an extra wall over the four. Which means that you're going to wind up having five walls. Masab Khan Kra, Kulay Lagufe, one you don't darshan at all. One pasuk comes Lagufe, Khad Vischacham, and Khad comes for the Schach, and Asa Hilchasa, Allah Halabai should be seen, I separate. Which means that you're going to have three left. You're going to wind a kanavi. You're going to have three left. And then and the halacha by Shmi Sinai will be mimed in on a tefach. What about this? The Tama, we know that the din is Phoenician gives birth to in a cave. She's Tama for 2 weeks. And then 66 days of Tara. That's the Kree, the Mikra Shvuayim. The Tama Shvuayim Shivim, it should come out 70 days. Tama Shvuayim should come out 70 days. Ahari Krav Ahari Masiris. It should come out Arbal Train by Lemesav. Which means that you should really be 42 days. Why? Because it's going to come out. If you have 14 originally, and then you're going to wind it up, you're going to be mash limit to 70, you have an extra 42. Which means 42 and 14. But what you have is, because you'll split it in half, you're going to have 52. You have 52 and then split it in half. You'll have 26. Which means that you have the 26 plus the 14.
How do you get that?
It's like you're going to have to satisfy the drusha of each one. Which means that if you're going to come to 70, you're going to have the 14 plus how much that's going to come there. You're going to come to what, 56? 56, which means 20, an additional 28. So the 14 plus the 28, that's going to come out to the 42. Therefore, you're trying to make each one happy. I mean, they're going to try and make the Mikra and the Masiris say the same thing. And that's really what we're interested in doing. Ahani Krav, Ahani Masiris, Arbay Train by the Mason. Shiny Asa, Dixiv, you know, you're not going to deal with that. Because we know that when you add a Dixiv, Kedida Sa, it has to be in multiples of seven. Matana Maisi La Mehacha, that the Tana learns it out from here. V'chiper. We have the three times where it says v'chiper. Then here we have a bus vest kol chelbo yaktir hamizbecha. Then we have again, it says v'chiper, it's kol chelbo yaktir hamizbecha. Mechelim zevach hashlovim v'chiper olav ha'kayen v'chiper olav ha'kayen mechatoso v'nislach lo. So we have, we're learning it out from here. B'nei ha'din. I have to know whether I'm learning it, how I'm learning it out from. I can learn it from a smara. I'm making yafusa, and I don't know how to do it exactly. I might have thought shiyacho, but how I did who? I might think to learn a smara the following. Namru domim lebatov and emru domim lemailu. I have domim that it says that you do it sometimes below the chutah sikra, and sometimes you do it above the chutah sikra. Domim domim lemailu. Domim on top of the mizbech and the bottom of the mizbech. Ma matin domim hamur b'mato. Shenosnan b'matana achas. You do it with one matana keeper. Maybe I would say, ab domim hamur b'mailu. Domim that are done l'mailu. By achatus. No, domim l'mailu is by achatus. You do it by the kronos. Domim l'mato is, let's say, by other things. By shlomim and oilu. And maybe I equate them. After all, I have the pasuk by all of them, by the other one, Dabz Machecha Yishofeh. So I have one that is absolutely essential. Now what's going to be the din by a chatos? So I learned chatos out from Shlomin, or not. The number of the Bible from the Mata. Ba, Matin, Dom, Hamu, Lamata, Shinosu, Matanach, as keeper, Abdama, Bela, Bela, Shinosu, Matanach, as keeper. That would be a decent, a good smart. Oh, maybe it's not like that. Maybe if I have a suffix, how to deal with the Antonis Achitzaitis, Oklachel Derek Sue, maybe you should say it another way. Nemro Domin Bifnim, the Nemro Domin Bechutz. I have Domin that are done in the Hechol, Mizbech HaPnimi, and I have the Domin that are done in the Chatos, which is done Bechutz. Which one do I equate it to? Now, Domin Ma'amurim Bifnim. What happens, as we said, according to all sheikhs, Kiser Achas Vira Matanis, Loi Asa Malai Klum, Abdabim Hamura Bechutz, Kiser Achas Vira Matanis, also, maybe I should say that, Loi Asa Malai Klum, not like Shlom, I don't know, running out from Chatos. They done it, Bechutz, where it says, no, Achas Vira Matanis, Loi Asa Malai Klum, Nero Lemmy Diamond. So which one do I learn it out from? Donin chutz mechutz. And that one would come out. They donin chutz mechutz. Oklahoma, Darren Sue. Maybe I should learn out donin chutz mechutz. The type of hazard that we do, whether it's chitzitis or whether it's benignis, it's the same kind of dinners. It's the same chatos. I mean, it's the same carbon of chatos. We are makronis. We are mechatos. We are makronis. Well, you're here. Don't bring a ride from the slumming. Chutz mechain chatos. The Arbacronis, and you don't learn that out from something that's not a Chatos or Arbacronis. For that I have the drushes of the Mechiper, like we originally brought. That means what? The three Mechipers. The Mechiper, Rafa Mishleinos, and Ella Shalash. The drush of the chiper is enemy the bayit. More than one. And therefore, even though I don't know how to learn it out, should I learn it out from Shlomit or should I learn it out from Achatus? But I have the Xeris HaKosov of the chiper that's bayit it. And the only hazard that I need on the Mizbech HaChitzad by Achatas Chitzayna, there's only one. And I don't learn it out at all from Svara. I might have thought to learn like that, but the Gzeres HaKosov is not. The Gzeres HaKosov is Mechiper. Yeah, by Shabbai Mul, it's not going to learn it like this, yeah. Bahai mi violei the Gufet, breaking a Mara. What do you mean? Don't you need it, the Gufet? Some of the eye be violated, each one to tell you. Maybe that is Makapar for a chet. Don't think about it, no. What does he mean? It's good if there it tells you. It's there to be a hurry. You get a kapara. But all the times where it says Makapar, it tells you you get a kapara. So I'll think it, Mara. Amarava, Amarava. Mari Asbrali, Amakra. The Makapar. Beniswach, well, Beniswach. Zuhi kapara, zuhi slicha. What it tells you is, zuhi kapara, where it uses the word v'chipa v'nislach. V'chipa, slicha. V'chipa v'nislach, zuhi kapara, zuhi slicha. And therefore, so what is it coming to tell you? So I have that already. Now it gives you a license now to darshan the v'chipa.
I have
this stuff. What? Yeah. So if I have this blessing of the slicha, so there's no need. It obviates the need for the mechiper. Ema mechiper alpha bishul leinosad ella shalus mabayla beakas lamata. How do you know that bechal that it comes to be mabayit? That if you don't do it at all, maybe it means where you don't do them all in the same place. Maybe it means maybe it means alpha p. That you didn't do them all in the same place. How about me that you didn't do three lamaila, but you have to have one shlila. You have to have all four. Maybe you just don't have to have them in the same place. Ema v'chiper rabba b'shalay nasan ela shalosh lamaila b'avus lamata. V'chiper rabba b'shalay nasan ela shtayim lamata shtayim lamaila. And maybe v'chiper rabba b'shalay nasan lamaila ela lamata. Maybe the whole thing only needs Lamata. Now do you know they're coming to tell you that you don't need it at all? If that's the case, and it's not really essential, to have anything done on the Kronos, in Cain, be told the Terrace of the Kronos. So, Frank, think about it, so what? The Chibach Badab, I leave to them. Maybe there's nothing Kronos. Maybe the whole thing crosses the open kachila, but maybe what's essential for the kapara? Maybe you don't need anything done on the cross. And therefore, what is the din by cross by a chatas? Stam, the kachila. Amar Rava, Ezel Dover, Shetzarek Shalosh, Habiyaymer, Elu Kronos. He said, "Reason that v'ibrach what a litter amar rava no ezahu davar shetzarech shalosh." From the fact that the Torah came and said specific ones, a number of things that you do, the Torah is coming to stress that the individual units of the place where you're going at being mazeh, they are ma'akiv. Rashi is ezahu davar shetzarech shalosh. You see the Rashi. The chiper, haviyomer, ezed davish etzarech shloisha bechiper, haviyomer elu kronos. When it's telling you by the all three, it means the kronos. Chachad amrinen. Lechol chad v'chad, miyit chadok keren. Because I have a miyut that it comes to me by my one keren. I have it from all the places of the drasha that I have. And what does it mean? The kamleya karen achas liyakim, the drushes of the mechiper mechiper, to be mamayin, it's going on one karen. So it's telling you that in the end that you have to have one karen. One karen. The ikidika omrit, if it's there to come merely and tell you, the ashwaidin, the yoid kula lamata, if it's merely telling you that everything is really able to be done lamata, the Yakim, the Yoid Kula Lamata Kosher Arba Vachipar Havalay Lamikhtav, Lahav Shir, Arba Habatanis Lamata. It's a good thing we have Rashi. If it really must come to tell you over here that there's no din of Kronos that are Ma'akiv Bechlal. So what's this thing when it's coming to tell you that one is good and not the other three. The other three you don't need. What's it telling you? What's the one as opposed to three? Obviously, that's telling you about a Karen. If it merely would come to tell you, Kronos, that everything is good on the bottom, Lamata. So it's really telling you that all four are not ma'akiv at all. So what's the drasha when we have, when we come and say, so that doesn't fit unless we're talking about Karen. So it must be that, because if it's not, if it's telling you that even one Karen is not Mahakiv, then you wouldn't be stressing the fact that it's coming to be Mabayim one by one, and you have one left over. The Torah would have said, the way Rashi's telling us, it would have come to be Mabayim the whole thing, that the whole, you don't even need one for that. It would have said that. Yeah, it would have said four. It would have said four, but it said four, so telling you the whole thing. If it's coming to tell you that only on three, it means that there, well, at least one carrot is going to work. It's going to be ma'akim. It came in top of the turn, say, if you're Rahman out of Ithilon, something more, no. They sell Babash and Sarah, Shloisha? Have the Aymer, Aymer, Kronis. Aymer, maybe it means something else, Vachiba, Rafa, Bishloid, Osa, and Ella, Achas, Rabbi, and Vashem, and Lamata? That is out of the question. We don't find that there's going to be half and half. There's no precedent for that. What do you mean there's no precedent? What do you mean there's no precedent for that? We learn, isn't there a din that we find by Yom HaKippurim? By the power of the Sawyer, he does achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata.
More things.
What does it mean, achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata? One is he's targeting something l'mayla, and then the other one says he's targeting a lower place. In other words, it says that it doesn't mean achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata. The question is only that it's only kibachlim, just in how he does it. Not in the target. And here we have Mr. Machlokes, Rashi and Tyson, so what does it mean, Kibatzlan? But the way Tyson learns, all it means is, one is a softball and a hardball, how you throw it. The way it's not targeting a different place. The way Tyson learns, seven are thrown like a softball. Underhanded. One, no, excuse me, the other one. The softball one. So the achas lebaila is like the softball. You underhand it because you go and throw it up. On the other hand, the sheva lebata is like a baseball. Like you throw it overhand. Yeah. Rashi learns a whole different thing in the matzah kematzlis. Rashi of course learns that like the rishayim come. And they say Rashi compares it like a menagdana. It says even when a game of Malkus, it should be one below the other, like a sequence of one below the other. And they shine them come at a time. There's no such thing at all. There's no such thing when you give Malkus. There's no such thing you give one below the other, all seven stripes. You don't do that. It's a chiluk only like way we're saying, whether it's you do it underhanded or you do it overhanded. Rashi learns that it's in a sequence. It's done in a series of one right below the other. Places Titus and places Yeshanim. All of Yeshanim come and Titus and Rashi and Yuma. Like when you give Malkus. All right. The Rashi learned it this way. It goes in a series of stripes. And that's what they hold, that it's not like that. It's just in the how you go and you throw it, or when you give the Malkus, the Rabbanan Tzitzis learns also.
The position of the motion.
All of us is in the motion, in the position of the hand, in the motion. He's up. What about this? He's up. Tarash of his man, Shem upon him. It says that what do you do, of course, when the Kaigamon goes into the Hechel? What does he do? He's Baza al Toro. Seven times, besides doing it on the fourth Kronis, he's al Tara. Now what does it mean, he's al Tara? We know, of course, what does it mean, al Tara? He does it on, what does he do? He doesn't know the kir of the mizveyach or the upper part as opposed to the lower part. And like, well, is that what it means? I love a palga the mizveyach. Doesn't it mean on the halfway, above the halfway point of the wall? Rashi here says, my love, a palga the mizveyach. Kineged chatzi govo. Remember, the whole thing is how high. It's only, the whole bad thing is two, it's one amma. Right? It's about amma. So what are we talking about? Kineged chatzi govo. Kineged the half the height. The e comes back up to me. The e yesha litzamtzeim. Here the Yeshel Tzantzim Shulay Yehem Mitzasa Lamaylo Mitzasa Lamata. It says you do it, so how are you going to do that? The Yeshel Tzantzim, the Hef Lamaylo, Hef Lamata. So what is it?
You see you
do half
and
half, so the Chibbet can
also...
So you see that you do half and half. So my love, something about my love, Apalga, the Mizbeach, Kiriyabri Yitshi, Taatir, the Yoma, Amarava bar shila lo agiluya. Dixiv echa etzim ha-shamayim lo toya. The Gemara thought that it meant on the wall. And you can't really tell that part of it's lamayla, part of it is lamata. The Gemara doesn't mean on the wall at all. Where did he do the seven mazos? On the top. He did it on the roof of the Mizbeach, of the Mizbeach. My love, Apalga, my love, Apalga, the Mizbeach. Can you abri inshi, like people say, it says like we had Tar, Tiara, the Iba. Like it says that when a person is a Twilioim, Tiara means.
It's at the end of the days.
The end of the year, the Tar, Tiara. The Tara Tiara the Iba, but the second half of the day is gone. The second half of the day is over. That's where the expression would come from. What about Vohika Shirayim? By Shirayim, you have that. Where do you do the Shirayim? The Mishmachim to the aside. And the Iker Lubatan is Alamayla. So here you have it. But don't you have regularly, normally, when you do the Zrikis, some are doing are on top and some are on the bottom? So that's no Raya at all. But Iker Shirayim, Shirayim, Lubatvi. The Shirayim are not the Zrikis. They're not Ba'akiv at all. The Shirayim. The high boika shirai baptimium, the ika ba the omar, who holds about the omar ba akvi, chad bacham kamrinan. Yeah, but we're talking about that, but even if you hold like that, it'll be the shirayim of the mizbech apnimi, where you go, where do you do the shirayim? You go outside, you do it on the mizbech achitzen. If you go by the bar home, the mishal tzibor, which is done on the inside, and you hold like that about the omar, holds that the shirayim are ma'akiv. What do you do with it? What you do is, you do the hazos of the pnim, you go outside, and then you do it on the mizbech achitzen. But that's not similar to what we're talking about now.
Rabbi, it's also shvicha. You don't do zrik on the yisai, you do shvicha on the yisai.
It's a different topic of what we're dealing with over here.
Right. How does Rabbi look at Shvicha Shirayim? It's on the other, on one hand, it's not mefagel, on the other hand, it is mispagel. So how do you look at it? In other words, if a person does Shchit Almanas Lishbaicha Shirayim Lamochar, so that's pigel. But if he does a machshava mefagelas while performing this Shvicha Shirayim, that's nothing.
It's not nothing. This Shvicha already took place.
Exactly. So how does Rebbe look at that? What is Shvicha Shirayim? Is it an extra component
of
this?
It's not mechaper. It's over already. The kapar is over.
But yet, if he was Shvicha
Shirayim, it's like a murim.
It's like a murim.
When you think it's still called Achilas Mizbeach.
Right.
You think by the Shechita Uta, the Shvicha Uta, the Shirayim. Sot kol sot, you're thinking about Achilas Mizbeach, it could be Mefagel.
So you could be Mefagel on it. It could be Mispagel.
Yeah, I mean, you could be Mefagel by thinking on it.
On it. Mispagel.
Well, once it's over, once you did this Rika, then it's over already.
So it's part of this Rika. Like Rebbe's analogy is great. It's like Akhtar Seymour. It's an extension, but it's not really...
It's like thinking on the Achila of the Basar.
On the Basar, right.
You think on the Achila of the Basar, it's going to be Mefagel.
Right.
You think Mishas Achila, it's nothing.
Nothing. So it's just, okay.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. And also, the Shvicha Shirayim cannot be done Bezrika, doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
No, and not only that, the Prat, if you hold like the way Rashi told us, like the Shita of the Rebbe, the Moshe Mikbutnizu. You don't even have to do Shvicha Shirayim. It's only if it's left over.
Right.
You don't have to have it left over if you hold like the Rebbe, the Moshe Mikbutnizu. Only if you hold like the Rebbe, the Yaakov, the Elidish. That's where you spoke yesterday.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. What? Yeah, okay. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, and Yaakov, Eimer. Now what? Meshama, Eimer, Shtema, Tanish, and Mechatas. Biyacha, Shemachol, Hasvachim. Here, Rabbi, say here. Really, come over here to some very, very excitistic things. Alright. They are absolutely essential. They are what's matir the buser. And you can be mefagil by them. Why? Because according to Beishamai, the two are absolutely essential. If it's essential, you can be mefagil. And the other ones are extra. Basil line rib. Achas Shemachatas. The Achas Shemachol Hasvachim. Bateres Mephagels. Okay. This is really what we had, what we just did. Actually, it's interesting over here where he says, bear in mind, Mefagelis, it's going to be Mefagel. Rashi, anybody see the Rashi? He does not stay here the Bashamas Pigol, according to Beishamai. Aval Achas Bishtika, the Achas Bishtika, Lloyd Pigol, Shem Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. That's already going to be Tolly. And Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, when Beishamai holds her, it says over here that it works. Well, whether or not it's, you need a machshava in both or either, that's what's going to be told. Now, like let's bear kids. This in mind.
That's like kings.
Pardon me?
That's like kings.
I can't hear you.
That's like the beginning. They need all four.
Well, yeah.
Those two are winning.
Yeah, those two are like the four of the, yeah.
Actually, the Nasan are teaching, but the
of what?
The Nasan are about girls in Nasan.
The Machshava Spigel, yeah. In Nasach Shteyim, the Machshava Spigel.
No, not the Machshava on one of them versus the other.
No. He's doing it Machshava on an Achilu or an Haftarah Seiburim.
But the
Shteyim
on one of the.
No, not that. No, that he's not doing. Not talking. No. They still get. And now what do we have? Baskin the Ravashia. In Kane, Isnaya, Gabi Kula Beisham, the Chumra Beisil. Well, why didn't you count that amongst the Kulas of Beishamai and the Chumras of Beisil? Because it can't come out. A Kula of Beishamai, because according to Beishamai, in order to be Mephagel, you need more than according to Beisil, where it's easier to become. Yeah, that's true, but the other way, let's say, what do you need in order to be matter the buser, let's say? According to Beishaba, you need more to be matter the buser. According to Beisilel, you need less. So can that be a kulam chlomra? The Shiloh has said the got me that. Umber of Yechad and Dawa. Now, let's hear this well. You have to help cup over here a little bit. Here, right, you have to help cup. You have to hear help cup here a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. When we have, again, there are four hazos in the Chatos. Beis Hillel holds the first one's essential, the other three are extra. Okay. The role of the, and the dinim of those extra three, what is the status of the, are there zrikas? They are zrikas, or hazos. They have a sheb of being hazos, but the hazos that are not ma'akiv. Now, we have to say, what are dinim, all the dinim that we have by the hazos, do they apply by those three also? We're going to have to din hazos of, by Lila. I can't do hazos by Lila. Those extra three, for example, they can do the Malayla. Person, those extra three b'chutz, those extra three with a czar. All these, the halachas that we have, dealing with hazos, do they apply by those extra three or not? Let's take a look here. Zog the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shalish Matanish Emechatos, Einam Boz Balayla. You cannot do that Balayla. Why not? The answer is because they're still hazos. Maybe they're not ba'akif, but you can't do them balaylo. Uvos le'achar misa. Even though normally you can't make hazos le'achar misa. You can't do le'achar misa. You can't do them le'achar misa. See more why it is like that. But you can't do the hazos on a chatas chatas shemisa. It'll come out. Ain't a mesa miskaprim. We'll see more where Rashi says. The Hamaila Behen Bechutz is Chayiv. The Hamaila Behen Bechutz is Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv, you do it Bechutz. Amra Papa Yesh Behen Ketchilasa. There are those certain halachas that we have by those three. They have a din just like the first Hazah. The Yesh Behen Mitzchisayfar. And there are those that have a din like the Shmicha Shirayim that you do b'soif. Sometimes those three, and it's, you have to hold cup over here, where it's going to be. Sometimes those three will have a din, like there's got to be certain dinim of the Hazah. Sometimes it will have a din, like the Shirayim. Chutz. Let's say you did it for chutz. The Lila. Let's say you did it by Lila. Zarus, Azar did the Hazah of those three. Or the fact that you needed a Klisharis, the fact that you do it by a Karen, Be'etzba, Kibus, let's say the blood of the Chatos of those three, fall on the Begotten Big Day Kahuna, Bishirayim, Kitchilosa. They'll have a din like the first Hazah, you have to be Machmer with them, in the same way, that you have by the first Hazah. On the other hand, Misa, let's say a person died, you want to be Ma'aseh them after he dies. Lo Sharya, the Lo Mefadla, let's say that as far as the din, that it's not Matan the Busser, or it's not Mefagel. Where is it not Mefagel, Matan the Busser? The Shirayim? The Lo Ayla, the Gavai, let's say that you bring the Shirayim inside the Hechel, it's not a reason for them to become puzzle. Chalchata Shiyuma Doma Alakai Shpinima, the deed that we had before. Kisayfan. Over there, it's not going to become puzzle. There, there's gotta be certain deedim. It'll have a deed of the Hazar Rishaina. There's gotta be other deedim, but will it not have the deed of the Hazar Rishaina? It'll be much more Lakula. Yeah. The snad, we're gonna say, get to my, let me just read them quickly. The snad nitas min hatsavar ala beged einotol kimus. Min hakeren, I mean hayesoid. Let's say the dam comes off the keren or from the aside. Also, einotol kimus. Mashmah min haroi the keren. Let's say as long as it's right to be brought on the keren. It didn't do it on the keren yet, but it can be brought on the keren. Don kimus. There it's mitz kimus. Well, the time, if that's true, Nina Yesai, they don't talk. If it says here, it says it doesn't need kibbutz when it comes off the Yesai. Tommy the Royal Yesai, Tom Kibbutz. That can't be. Asher Yizak says that it will be sprinkled. Travelers Eshet Marhusa. So, come on, Mani Reb Nechemya. That which we learned that will be chayv kibus will be only like when the chavya the snadro chavya leimer shiare adam shechivim chutz chayv it's chayv heimer it's chayv heimer the shabbos leil the reb nechemya leidin halah he holds it can be chayv if you bring the shirayim bechutz to have that to have it by the hatman meaning to have a farm. Udaran, that you can do it b'chutz. Lady Kibus, we Shabbos like? Well, Gabi Kibus. Gabi Kibus, he wouldn't hold that Shirayim needs it. Bahatanya, Dabi Maturim, the Yisai, Turim Kibus. It's not like that. But Machshava, Ma'elus, Machshava, Ma'elus, Behen. But my would have b'chutz Chayim, Dabi Amishmacham, the Yoma, ain't Turim Kibus. Yay, Machshava, Ma'elus, Behen. Alright, we're gonna, Nitz Hashem, we'll pick it up over here, we're running out of time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.